Time to talk about the region's business news with the Sacramento Business Journal's digital editor, Sonia Sorich, something we do every Friday. Good morning, Sonia.
Hey, Steve.
A big story this week had to do with the former Greyhound bus station in downtown Sacramento. Looks like the future for that site could be apartments and retail.
Yes, the owners of the property are finalizing plans for an 8-story project at the northeast corner of 7th and L Streets. It would include 58 apartment units with parking and ground floor retail space.
What do you think this means for affordable housing downtown?
These apartment units apparently will be Class A units. So on the good note, that does mean that we're having another housing option downtown. But naturally, questions about affordable housing or the lack thereof might remain.
And that site, 7th and L, that's been empty for a while now.
Yeah, that's right. It was built in 1949 and has been largely unused since Greyhound moved to a new terminal on Richards Boulevard in 2011. Now, part of the property is used for paid parking, but the other part, which includes a restaurant space, has remained empty. Over the years, there have been some different ideas for the property, but those plans didn't come to fruition.
How far along is this latest idea?
It seems like the project is moving fairly quickly. A formal application is expected to be filed with the city soon, and apparently more details are on the way. We'll have to wait and see about that.
There was some pretty big news about a popular local bakery this week. Etteray's has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. It's been in operation for more than 30 years. What does this mean for its local restaurants?
Etteray's Bakery and Cafe has two local restaurants and a production facility. All of those locations will remain open amid this plan to allow a reorganization of debt. The company also employs more than 190 people and says the Chapter 11 filing won't impact staffing.
Etteray's is a pretty popular place. What happened? I mean, do you know what led to its financial troubles?
Well, last year, Etteray's opened a Roseville location in addition to its existing restaurant on Fair Oaks Boulevard. It seems that that expansion was a big factor in the Chapter 11 filing. Apparently, the company's day-to-day operations are profitable, but it's still trying to make up for the large contracts and loans that came with expanding.
Is the bakery taking any other steps to get back on track?
Yes, its founder, who temporarily stepped away with plans to retire, has reassumed day-to-day control of the business. And in the meantime, the company is reassuring its longtime customers that the restaurants will remain open. Now, the bakery also provides pastries to various other outlets, including retailers and coffee shops.
Another restaurant was also in the news this week. There's a plan to put a casino in the former Sheepherders Inn building in Rancho Cordova.
Yeah, you've probably seen this historic building on Folsom Boulevard. It's known for its river rock pillars. It was previously the Sheepherders Inn restaurant and most recently operated as Fire Rock Grill. Now, a business called Magnolia House Casino is planned at the site. It would include a restaurant and gaming floor in separate parts of the building. The restaurant could open by June, and the casino opening, of course, is contingent on approvals. A restaurateur is behind the project.
So I guess by adding the casino, they're trying to, what, attract more customers?
Yeah, this is a fairly big building, and the restaurateur behind the project says that as only a restaurant, it's hard to get enough people in there to create a sense of buzz there. The space has been remodeled, and the restaurant space is now less than half of the building. And this is a strategy that we've seen at other places in the Sacramento area. It's become common to combine traditional poker card rooms with flashier new restaurants.
Thank you, Sonia.
Thank you.
There's more business news at capradio.org/business. This is Capital Public Radio.